Fantastic here. Don, how about you?
Hey, same way. We're getting into the school year. Things are going pretty good. So
things are always hot and happening, you know, at Emporia State University. And athletic-wise, what balls are bouncing here this week, Don?
Well, here at home, we got a couple of volleyballs and football going after it this week. And we're going to start it off tonight with the Turnpike Tussle, bringing in Washburn to play volleyball at White Auditorium. First serve will be at 6 o'clock tonight. And that's always a big game, big rivalry with Washburn. They're doing pretty good this year, hate to say it, but they're ranked number 2 in the country. So that's pretty good. Need to have a good showing, though. We've done this a few times where, you know, it's an Emporia State Washburn match. You can always throw records out the window. You never know what's going to happen. Something crazy could happen. So it should be an exciting time tonight down at White Auditorium, and then we'll play our third top 15 team in the last 4 matches on Friday when Northwest Missouri comes to town. They're ranked 13th this year. So,
boy, the MIAA in volleyball is pretty good, isn't it?
It is packed. Now there are 4 teams in the top 13, I believe it is. When you look in this region that we play in, it's the central region. It's the MIAA, the Northern Sun, and the GAC. And in the top 16 teams in the nation, 8 of them are out of those two, out of the Northern Sun and the MIAA. So pretty packed place here. You can be a top 25 team and not make the NCAA tournament if you play in this region, which is one of the problems with the regional system, but hey, that's for another day.
So when's first serve?
6 o'clock tonight and 6 o'clock on Friday night, and then that'll all lead us into Saturday when the Hornets come back home to take on Missouri Western in football. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. Hornet Walk at 10, live at the Hive, presented by Busch Light. It'll start at 10:30. A lot of good things happening around that. I think it was a really great time on the home opener a couple weeks ago on Thursday night. A lot of enthusiasm there. We're going to try and duplicate it again this week. And then the Hornets are going to get back on track. I have complete confidence in that. And you look at it offensively, I know that Coach Higgins has been kind of down on what they did and everything, but still did pretty good when you throw 475 yards up. You just got to finish plays, and I'm 100% confident we'll finish plays and finish drives off this next week.
All right, so game time is when?
1 p.m. on Saturday. 6 o'clock tonight for volleyball, 6 o'clock Friday volleyball, 1 o'clock on Saturday. So,
yeah, as Don mentioned, live at the Hive, that is basically Emporia State has created the new ultimate tailgate experience. 2.5 hours before game time, that opens up. Live music, there's food trucks, there's all kinds of things. There's a VIP section as well, student section. So they have taken tailgating and pregame activities to a new level. It is live at the Hive coming up Saturday. So get out and be a part of Hornet football this Saturday and try to put a blemish on Missouri Western's record here. They're a pretty good team, though.
They are very good. It's kind of old-school football, kind of, you know, run the ball, 2 tight ends, all that stuff. You know, and so it's going to be a clash of styles. I mean, Emporia State is leading the league in passing, and Missouri Western is leading the league in rushing. So we'll see which one comes out on top.
Who gives? Well, it's not going to be us, I don't think, Don.
Not at all.
No. Don has confidence. So when is soccer home next, Don?
Oh, do they play at home again? It's kind of a crazy one. I think it's going to be we've got another 2 weeks to go here. It's kind of a strange schedule. We're playing 9 out of our first 10 matches away from home, so
it'll be a while.
Yeah, it'll be a while. It'll be a while. We've got a couple of weeks. I'll get back on before that happens.
Yeah.
And I think we're actually going to have a cross-country meet before we have a soccer match at home. So that's the way things are going. So.
All right, so volleyball tonight. Get out there and support the Hornets. Turnpike Tussle. And let's knock off the number 2 ranked Ichabods of Washburn here tonight. Thank you, Don. Anything else you need to add?
I think that's good. We'll just see y'all somewhere this week.
Yes, we will, Don. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations. ESU Stingers up. 6:47, it is 58 degrees. You know, this is National Cannoli Month, by the way, Chuck.
Oh, just add to it.
There, and Jasper's Italian Restaurant in Kansas City, they don't have to be reminded because they have a cannoli mobile.
And
it's been stolen twice in the past 2 years.
Oh, are you serious? Yeah. Boo.
It must be very appealing. I just want to let people know, if there's any would-be thieves listening, it's not actually made of cannoli.
So, it'd be kind of hard to install the drive shaft on that.
Cheetos has introduced new cheese puff balls, Chuck, called Bolitas. That is a new chili cheese flavor.
Huh, okay.
And for kids, you know, Tricks are for kids.
Yes, they are.
But Trix popcorn, Chuck, is for everyone. Yes, pre-popped popcorns with bits of Trix cereal attached to the kernels.
Really?
Huh. How's that sound to you?
Never would have thought of that. I guess I'd probably have to try it because I know the kids would like something
and
like that.
I do want to mention, you know, we are into the pumpkin time of the year, aren't we? You see them on porches. And
yep.
They're in stores. Halloween is a go. Green light.
Oh, yeah. However,
the way Halloween it sounds. Is not a holiday, by the way.
It's one of the few things that we disagree on.
There it is. A guy named Dusty Smith, he's the owner of Smith's Farms in Bowersville, Georgia.
Okay.
And he has been growing pumpkins for 16 years. But
he said
this year's batch is special.
Why is that?
He has been thinking, Chuck. He has been thinking. He's a thinking man.
All right.
He's been injecting his pumpkins this year with a fluorescent fertilizer, and the result is a pumpkin patch that glows in the dark.
Oh, awesome.
How does that sound?
I would have loved that as a kid.
That'll keep Linus awake.
Sally may actually want to go out of a pumpkin patch with him.
How about that, huh?
That is crazy.
We'll have to try to follow that and see exactly how that looks. I think that'd be kind of special to see that.
I think so, yep.
I had no idea that he had created a fluorescent fertilizer was a thing. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Hey, don't forget we're texting the word Redbud today, Chuck. Redbud.
Mm-hmm.
For a chance to win an Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce $25 gift certificate from the Emporia Lions Club, because the Lions Club will be giving away 500 Redbud trees at the Emporia Farmers Market tomorrow at 5.
All right.
I know they're having some help from local 4-H'ers out there, so get your free Redbud tree. This is the last Redbud tree giveaway there is from the Lions Club.
You've been warned, okay, folks.
So text Redbud, chance to win that $25 chamber gift certificate, and make sure you are at the farmer's market tomorrow to get a free Redbud tree, courtesy of the Emporia Lions Club. It is 6:51. Ron Thomas, Chuck Samples, and we welcome in Mr. Leland Daines, who is the director of Visit Emporia. Leland, good morning. How are you?
Leland?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing a lot better finding out that it's National Cannoli Month.
Yeah.
Sweet lover. I'm pretty excited about that.
Is the cannoli truck in your backyard?
Not yet.
We need to get that down here for one of the 8 million events we have here in town.
I tell you what, September is quite the month for activities. The challenge is not asking what is there to do in Emporia. It's deciding what you're going to do because you can't physically be it at all.
Yeah, it has been active. And I know you have an event coming up this weekend. That Empovia, that sounds pretty interesting, Leland, and certainly want to invite people out here on Saturday.
We most certainly do. Yeah, Empovia is a brand new event this year. We wanted to have some activation around Peter Pan Park, which we're really excited about. This event is going to be a lot of fun. You know, we've got a lot of local food vendors that are going to be present out there parked at Riverside Elementary School. So we're encouraging people, if they're driving into the event, they're all welcome to park at the elementary school there. And then the three blocks that form the northern border of Peter Pan Park will be closed to automobile traffic, and people will be allowed to ride their bikes, ride their skateboards or scooters, push in wheelchairs or simply walk in that space. But it's more than just human movement. There will be activities. So the Emporia Rec Center will be there with activities. Two bike shops, Gravel City Adventure, and High Gear will be there with some activities. Visit Emporia, of course, we'll have some things going on. Very excitingly, the Topeka Discovery Children's Center will be on site with their mobile museum there at the park. So quite a bit going on. Hopefully performances from the folkloric dancers, Sally Sanchez and her crew, I'm hoping are prepared and ready. So there will be a number of activities going on between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.,
Donuts from the Donut Detective to kick things off, food, music. It's going to be a great time.
All right, that's coming up this Saturday. What else might be going on in our area?
Well,
here?
before we can even get to Saturday this evening, there's a couple of activities. Flint Hills Technical College is hosting their first ever Wrangler Friends and Family Fall Festival, and that is a free event. So another great opportunity to get the family out, see what they've got going on campus there at the technical college, but then just enjoy in a lot of family-friendly activities, food, things like that. Also tonight is the Word Saves Lives event. Yeah. I know Carrie was on just yesterday talking about that. I would strongly encourage people to attend that. Even if you're not, if you don't have, you know, someone that you know or cared about that has been a victim of suicide, it's still, I think, a worthwhile event to come and just hear the presentations, the poetry, the music that will be performed there. Another wonderful free event. If the pub is more your style, well, the city manager, Trey Cocking, will be at Mulready's tomorrow evening. It's the first stop in the Where's the Manager tour. Trey will be making himself available for questions and conversations in a series of events, and tomorrow evening is just the first one. Tomorrow afternoon, I should say, that kicks off at 4:30.
Is Beers on the City? I guess we need to ask that if he really wants people to.
I'll text him right now.
First round.
Well, to talk to Trey about
first
that.
Round, we'll see. And then Thursday, I'm quite excited, Artrageous. If folks haven't heard about this event, the Emporia Arts Center, of course, that'll be at Albert Taylor Hall. But that event looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Series of performers on stage doing a variety of performing art. Very exciting. Still time to get your tickets for that. And then to close out the week, Red Hot Chili Pipers. Annunciation on the Pipers, not to confuse anyone, but I have been told that's an extraordinary performance and that group does amazing work. And then, of course, on Saturday, as we talked about, Impovia, one that we sure hope that you don't miss. The weather is looking fantastic, as I've been hearing you guys say. To start this week, what a just an even, solid forecast we have this week for all these activities we have going on.
Red Hot Chili Pipers, they flat out bring it. These bagpipes and the guitars and the piano and the drums. It's getting incredible. I encourage people to get their tickets for that. Leland, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure. I can't wait to see the community out at all these wonderful events this week.
Good stuff. Thank you, Leland. Leland Baines, who's the director of Visit Emporia. Plenty of stuff going on. Also, I just want to mention the funeral services for Sharon Ewing. Of course, designs by Sharon passed away. Last week, Sharon's funeral will be this morning at 10:30 at the Westside Baptist Church. So again, thoughts and prayers to the Ewing family there. 6:56, it is 57 degrees. Stay tuned. Sports with Greg Ray on the way.
Do you have time to spare? Flint Hills Lane's Fall Bowling Senior League is open for registration. If you've never bowled in a program before,